Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm only going to talk to you just for a minute or so this evening.
Food stamp, we get that. So we got a Congress all messed up. We got Washington all crossed up and messed up because people in there is not concerned about other people. And tonight, as we come the day to talk to you, we're talking to you about a breakthrough in your life, and we're talking about what God can do for you. Don't let the devil ride. If he ride, he want to drive. I thank for every letter, every telephone call. You can call me, or you can, those that have planted their seed for the month, 708-582-0372. If you got a need, plant a seed. I want to talk about seeding for your miracle this morning. Seeding for your miracle. Seeding what you want God to do for you this morning. Some of you all crossed up and messed up because you haven't took an oath with God. You haven't made up your mind that you're going to take an oath with God. When you make up your mind, you take up with God. When I go to YouTube, I tell people about things that's happening with them, and things will open up doors for them, and it'll open up doors for you, and doors that will open up will close doors and will open up doors for you. Okay, so when you get ready for a breakthrough, you got to let a breakthrough come that want to break through for you. So what I'm saying to you this morning, I want you to get ready for this month. We're praying for the people in New York. They're under flood, and New Jersey. They're under state of emergency right now as I speak. And some basements are full, and they filled all up. So they're under state of emergency. And being under state of emergency, they need some help. And help got to come from the Almighty. That's where help got to come from. I want to tell you this morning, every door closed will open up. And we want to take back all that the devil has stole from you. We want to take it back. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. And when you take it back, you want to be able to be in control of it.
Come on, put your hands together. Come on, put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're going to take everything that the devil stole.
Mind that you want everything that God promised you through the ancestors, Ashe Ashe. For this morning, I want to tell you about the young man, and it's in your Bible. And the young man said, Father, give me what belongs to me, and I want to go. So he gave his son all that he due to him, and he went out into the world, like some of you. He left out from his good place to go out to look for something better. The money, daddy gave him money, gave him what he needs, so he went out, routed living, spending money, had a concubine of people with him. But once all the money was gone, he found himself with nobody. Prodigal son found himself in the hog pen, found himself with nobody to call. I want to tell you this morning, God is a healer, and I'm going to pray for some people who need a healing. Look up and live and let God touch you. Some of you, reason you're going through, because you haven't made up your mind that you want to serve the Creator, the Almighty God. You ain't made up your mind to repent of your sins. You ain't made up your mind to tell God to forgive you. Say, if my people that are called by my name, I'm going to accept and pray and turn from their wicked, I will heal the land. We got a lot of wicked people killing and murder and doing all kind of things, and shooting children, all of that, because people are caught up in sin. People are caught up in reckless living. You got to repent. And so all that the devil stole from me, I want to claim it back through the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm praying for the healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm praying that the breakthrough will come, and all that was stolen from you will be given back to you because of the power of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, will touch you this morning. Prodigal son went out and he had a big crowd, spending money, drinking, but he fell and didn't have no more money. When you got money, you get money from anybody, but when you ain't got no money, you can't get no money. Some of y'all hear me? And he found himself in the hog pen eating slush from the hog. Some of you this morning, your mind is in the hog pen. Your mind won't lift you up out of poverty and sickness. But you have to make up your mind that you're going to reach up for the Almighty. You're going to reach up for the power of God. Some of you claim, I'm sick, can't get well. But you don't know God. If you say you can't, because God is a healer. You have not, because you asked not this morning. First Sunday, you should get ready and claim your financial blessing. If you got a need, you plant the seed. The widow woman didn't have nothing but a hoe cake. The prophet came by to give it to me. But by her obeying and trusting God, she had a chance to be the ball of her community. She fed thousands out of one barrel. Meal come from the bottom, oil came from the bottom. And I want to tell you this morning, whatever you're going through with your family, God can restore it. If you got an alcohol problem and you trying to hide it, you can't hide it from God. If you're on dope, on drugs, you can't hide that from God. You got to let go and let God bring you into an opening. Like the prodigal son could not run because he was broke. He woke up, all the drinking and the partying, all the people was gone. He found himself in a hog pen. This is the prodigal son. This is the daddy loved the son, but he left looking for greener pastures. He left because he thought he could do it by himself. And some of you have stopped praying to God. Some of you ain't made your mind up to repent. God, forgive me of my sin. God, forgive me. And you can get healed. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. So you're waiting on your healing, but you ain't talked to God about your deliverance. God will deliver you. And I ain't got the hoop and holler. I share our ancestors. You know, it's about you make your mind up that you're going to serve God. Make your mind up that you're going to the next level. And once you do that, joy will come. Prodigal son was in the hog pen. They didn't say how long he stayed in the hog pen, but he was there. And I want to tell some of you this morning, you have not made your mind up to speak out and say all is well. And Prophet John used to say everything in divine order. That means you done talked to God. And God opened that door up for you. And that door that God opened up for you, can't no man close. Y'all don't hear me this morning. And I want to tell you, if you got a need, you need to plant your seed. If you're trying to go to the next level, see, when Ezekiel got in the valley of the dry bones, he couldn't do nothing but say, Lord, I know it. He couldn't do nothing else because he had went all that he could go. To prodigal son had to make up his mind that he's coming back to God. He left his father and he left God. So he found himself in a hog pen. Some of you have left God because you said, well, I'm going to drink till I fall. I'm going to smoke dope till I fall. I'm going to do all the things that I want to do, and it's going to be all right. But the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God, eternal life. I wish I had somebody that had made their mind up that they're going to serve the Almighty. They're going to ask for forgiveness and let God take them to the next level, because he do care about you. And he want you to go to the next level. Prodigal son had to learn that. Ezekiel had to learn what his job was. Okay. And sometimes you have to learn the job that God give you, and somebody else want to take it away from you.
Come on, put your hands together. Put them together like this. Yes. Come on, y'all. We're gonna take everything that just the devil stole.
Flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
See, all that the devil stole this morning from you got you thinking that something just happening to you. You just think that, It just happened. Don't nothing happen because it happened. It happened because you have strayed away from the teaching of God. You strayed away from what God has assigned you. What is your assignment this morning? What is your assignment? Have you strayed away? Like so many people strayed away. The prodigal son strayed away from his daddy and then strayed away from God. Found himself in a hog pen. Ezekiel went to the valley of the dry bones, but he had to understand why God put him there, to resurrect people that was dead. Maybe your job is to resurrect your son, your daughter, your children, what's around you. Maybe God wants you to speak to that drug addict you don't want to speak to down the street. Maybe God wants you to speak to that woman that's laying in a tent on the street. God wants you to speak to them people, but it seems like you have strayed away from God and you can't get a connection with God because you believe in something else. Tell somebody you love them. Be peaceful, non-emotional. When you know better, you do better. When you call on the Almighty, east, west, north, or south, he will heal your body. He will carry you to that right place in your life. He will carry you to where you want. Somebody saying, Bishop, I need a house. Somebody saying, Bishop, I need food in my house. Somebody saying, Bishop, I need a healing. They diagnosed me with cancer, high blood, sugar, tumors. This morning, I decree your healing, body, mind, soul, and spirit. This morning, I decree your mind being uplifted to the Almighty God. Somebody said, I need some money. The money is right there. You have not because you ask not. What have you asked God lately? You take money. You don't give your tithes. You don't see. You buy a new car. You buy clothes. You go to the casino, but you haven't given nothing to God. You have not said, this is what I got for God. They said the lust of money is the root of all evil. You ain't got the lust what God already said. Whatever you need, you can get. You see, and the prodigal son thought, when I get all my money, and I can have a good time. But on down the road, he found himself in a hog pen. And he had to make up his mind. This morning, you got to make up your mind that God will heal you now, not tomorrow. I come out right now as I speak. The blind man couldn't see, but God healed him. And I want to tell you right now, the pain running down your back, the pain in your legs, the nerve, God is able to restore what the devil have tried to steal. If you just let go this morning and think about where you at and what you want, you have not because you ask not. I'm going to tell you that your finance finna overflow. Yes, God would take a little and make a lot. Here was the prodigal son. I can see him in the hog pen. The Bible said he came to his senses. Wait a minute. what I'm doing in a hog pen. Why am I here in the hog pen? But the Bible here come to his senses. And some of you this morning got to come to your senses, said, my God is a healer. My God will give me what I want, quick, fast, and hurry. See, the prodigal son had to come to his senses. And this morning, as we speak, you got to come to your senses and say, I don't need to go to no rehab. I'm leaving this whiskey alone. I'm leaving these drugs alone. Because God got a job for me to do. And the devil trying to take the job that God want me to do. Somebody ain't looking to me. But I'm telling you, as you get ready to go to the next level, God going to carry you to that next level. I want to prophesy to you 2020. I want to tell you your trip will be very successful as you go down to Texas. And you want to know your sister and brother will be all right once you get there. God going to show you what their problem is. See, some people come to see the man of God, the woman of God, with a lie. When you lie to the prophet, God going to tell the prophet, wait a minute, you ain't right. And then things don't work. You come and get a little bit, and you wonder how come things ain't working for you because you ain't made up your mind to surrender body, mind, soul, and spirit to God. And I want to tell you, sometimes you do stuff, and after you do it, you say, oh, I should have asked somebody. Yeah, you should ask somebody. Is this the right move? Is this the right prayer? Well, you trying to do it yourself. You can't do it yourself. You got to let go and let God. You got to make up your mind that you want God to open up a new door for you. You got to make up your mind that you are able to stand against the warlocks and witches that's out there to destroy you. Yeah, the prodigal son said, Dad, give me what belongs to me because I want to get out there. I want to see what's out there. The dad had been arguing with him, gave him his portion, his money. So when he got the money, he had an entourage. He had a gang of people with him. And I imagine they was drinking, smoking, doing everything that worldly people do. So he got broke. When he got broke, the women's left, the men's left, he found himself by himself in a hog pen. Now, that means that he had fell low. That means your faith in God have failed. You ain't trusting God. You're in the hog pen. You don't know how you got there. You got there because you were disobedient. Yeah. You mad at somebody. You trying to do something to somebody. And old folks say, you dig one ditch, you better dig two. Because one that you dig for somebody else, you'll fall in it. I want you to get ready this morning for a financial breakthrough. I want you this morning to plant a seed. You know, I was looking in the spirit. You can go to Cash Out, that's Bishop TT, and plant your seed. Or else you can go to PayPal, and that's thusseedabrahamyourside.com, and plant your seed. I want you to seed because I'm going to loosen some money up for you. As I loosen this money up for you, you think about the seed that you want to give.
Money, 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 money.
Money coming, getting what you want to get. And I decree that money coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. I decree that for you, the money coming. This go out for you, Sister Rose. This go out for you, Mother Betty. This go out for you, Bright Star. Mary Hawkins, this go out for you. Get ready. Mother Pearl William, just go out for you. Just go out for you, Sister Natalie. Tracy Burns, I'm praying for you to say, I'm going to tell you, if you walk in the light of the Almighty God, Deborah, I'm praying for you this morning. Sister Marsha, I'm praying for you. I don't know why. Mona Hamilton, I'm praying for you. Call me. Joe, I'm praying for you. Lisa, get ready for the breakthrough. I decree it that this month is the month of your breakthrough. Is the light of the world. We found out that he was the light of the world. When we found out he was the light of the world, we have to know what to do. And sometimes you got to know what to do. The prodigal son had to find out that he had to repent. He had to come before God and say, God, I've sinned before you and my father. But he was still in the hog pen. But he come out of the hog pen, Lorraine, and marched back home. So I've sinned before God and my Father. He had to go back home. And what that means, that sometimes you got to go in prayer. Sometimes you got to be able to say, some things I got to leave alone. Because God is going to get me to another level. Okay? Because Passover is coming and the storm is over. See, the prodigal son says, the storm is over. I'm going on. I ain't got no money. I'm broke, toe down, ragged. But I can go home. Prayer changes things. I say our ancestors. What's happening in New York? What's happening in Texas? What's happening with storms back to back? And more coming. Until you repent, man, woman, till you say, God, forgive me. God going to build a fence all around you. And he's going to keep your prodigal son come home. His daddy looked and said, that's my son, I think, walking. He looked like a tramp, but that's my son. Go get the purple robe and get the ring and put on, that's my son. So God is receiving you with all that you done did. God still receives you. All you got to say, Lord, forgive me. I want to come off of dope. I want to come off of alcohol. I want to have peace of mind. I want to be healed from this cancer. I want to be healed from this high blood. Doctors can't do it. But God is a healer right now. Let me say it again. God is a healer right now. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. This Sunday, get ready to receive your healing. I'm going to say this, and Bishop Moore told me this. If you got a need, plant a seed. And I'm going to tell you this morning, I don't know what your need is, but you said, Bishop, this is my seed for my need. And you write on that what you want. In 27 days, I'm going to say, in 7 days, you're going to see a difference. The Spirit says 7. 7 days. You plan. You say, well, what can I do? Fast and in a hurry. Some of you need to hurry up or plant your seed. You need to hurry up and tell God. Let me tell you something. It's impossible for God to bless you when you don't ask. You have not because you ask not. When you say, Lord, this is the seed for my healing. This is the seed for my daughter, my son. This is the seed for me. Sometimes you can't do nothing with them. But once you plant that seed to God, God make it happen. When you release it down here, they release it up in heaven. Let me say it again. When you release your seed here, God release something up in heaven to you. And it's going to work quick, fast, and in a hurry. And some of you are holding it. You can't hold it. What told me, he said, I've been holding it. I said, let go. He let go that day. That next week, he had the new job. And I just told him, I didn't say what to do. I said, just see and write what you want. And I want to tell you this morning, the prodigal son come home. And Ezekiel had to make his mind up. God, I don't know it. You know it. Sometimes you can say you know it, but Ezekiel, the Lord said, Ezekiel, ain't nothing too hard for God. I'm talking to somebody. And I want to say this. The storm is over in your life if you just let it be over. I can't make it. Your mama can't make it. You got to say enough is enough. And I'm going to pray for you, Sister Pat, that everything's going to be all right. I want to pray. Young man said he having problem. I want to pray for him this morning. And I want to tell you, I claim the healing for you this morning. I claim the breakthrough for you this morning. Sometimes the devil don't let you get up at the right time to get the word. that God got for you. Here was Jonah in the bottom of the ship, and he had to get up out the ship. Y'all believe what I'm saying? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we ain't going to bow. And I don't want you to bow to Satan. You got to say, all is well. And Prophet John said to him, everything in divine order. Now, I want to tell you this morning, I see God doing something for you because the storm in your life is over this morning. We're going into a new month. Name it, claim it, and God going to give it to you. Money you need, help you need, God going to give it to you. God going to put people in your life. God going to put people in your vibration this morning to help you. God going to put people around you to lift you up. See, the widow woman gave all she had. She didn't have nothing else. But because she was obedient to the man of God, she fed the whole neighborhood. The oil came up out the bottom. The meal came up out the bottom. And then when the angels came to Abraham, Abraham told his wife, go get the food, and fed him. And they gave him a blessing because he seeded what he had. You going to have a son. She laughed. I'm old. My womb dried up. But when God speaks some things, it happens. And I want to speak healing to somebody that got cataract in their eyes. I feel it right now. I feel healing, a burning. I'm going to speak to a heart condition, somebody right now. I want to speak right now to a pain running up and down your back, the nerves in your body. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. Father God, we come right now on this first Sunday to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. And I want to give you a prophecy this morning. Write this down. The storm in my life is over. Let me say it again. The storm in my life is over that the devil tried to create. So the storm is over. Whatever it is, glory, it's over with. So get ready to claim your blessing. I want to give you a prophecy, 21:17. I want to tell you, plant that seed and get ready for God to bless you. I'm going to 13:32. Psalms 51, I want you to read that. 19:56, Psalms 23, and Psalms 6. That'll be a blessing. 13:39, you need to call me and get with me because I need to give you a message. 12:83, God said he's going to bless and doors going to open up for you. I know what you've been going through, but God going to bring you to the next level where you need to go. I'm praying for you, you, and even you, that God is able to break the yoke that's been around you and your family. I'm praying for you, Brother Burns. I'm praying for you. Little Brother, I'm praying for you. I told me to give you a call. But I'm praying for you. Those that lost loved ones, there's no sorrow that healing, that heaven cannot deliver. Whatever healing, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I'm praying for people that lost loved ones, lost daughters, and I'm praying tonight for God to do something special in your life. Praying for God to open up that door that's been closed, and he's going to open it up quick, fast, and in a hurry. He's going to do that. So I'm praying right now. The storm, the prodigal son got home, the storm was over. And Ezekiel, storm is passing over. And sometimes you got to let it pass over in order to get what God got for you. Sometimes you have to let it pass by because God wants to do something special for you. I'm praying for you this morning. This first Sunday, I claim the healing. I'm claiming the breakthrough right now for you. You don't see it, but I see God doing it for you right now. And all that law, God's going to open it up for you. So I want to claim that the storm is over, but joy come in the morning.
This
and somebody ought to say, joy come in the morning. I'm going to let joy come, and joy is going to break the yoke. Sometimes you got to let God break the yoke for you. Because sometimes you can't do it by yourself. You got to let God do it. And God will keep you. God will fix it every time. When it seems like we have lost, God step in and God fix things for us. So don't worry, God's going to fix it for us and open up the door. And I'm going to tell you what you do. Whatever you want. Whatever you want, God will give to you. Whatever you need. See, somebody said, Bishop, I don't know what I need. I want to tell you this morning, whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. In all thy ways, acknowledge God. He will direct thy path. And the ancestors walk close with you and me. And when we walk close to our ancestors open up doors for us and open up the doors and they work. So let the ancestors work for you. So whatever you need, I don't know what you need, but God knows. Prodigal son needs, he needs to repent. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to make up their mind they were going to serve God.
Thank you.
whatever you want. Come in, burn it down. But you ask God for what you want, he'll give to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And it won't
in
even...
memory of my father, Reverend C.L. Franklin, and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, I'd like to sing one of his favorites, a song that he'd always request, a song with long, strong arms that rocked him in the cradle of ages. Precious Lord, in my head.
Let me stay.
Lord, let me, Lord, let me stay.
Come on, Rita.